Hey everybody, in this episode of Being Unapologetically Authentic, we'll dive into the question of who am I? While a simple question conceptually, it may be a difficult one to answer as we often confuse who we are with who we're supposed to be. And in this episode, I will also be sharing with you a tool that you can use to decipher who you are versus who others expect you to be. My name is Jean Tian, and welcome to episode 2 of the Being Unapologetically Authentic podcast. And I am so happy that you're here with me today. So thank you again, everybody, for joining me today on this second episode of the Being Unapologetically Authentic podcast. My name is Jean Tian. I am your host. And today is a continuation of our initial discussion in episode 1 with who or what is authenticity. And in the last episode, if you guys remember, we talked about what authenticity is, why it's important, and the benefits of living an authentic life. Now, many of you, have heard authenticity. It's a buzzword that gets tossed around. And I think we mentioned something like that last week too, or in the episode. But what exactly, how do you achieve authenticity, right? We hear authentic leadership. We hear be authentic, be who you are. But how do you actually achieve authenticity? It is a question, and it is something that isn't necessarily explored that often. And so today, I wanted to share with you the process that I've used to determine authenticity. So authenticity to me, and how to be authentic, is really a self-discovery journey. I want to say program because it is technically a program, but it's really a journey. We don't just wake up one day and say, this is who we are and this is who we be. I mean, yes, we could. But if we say this is who we are and this is who we'll be, and it's not necessarily who we are, who we will be, is not necessarily aligned with who we think, who we are today or what we believe ourselves to be, then that is just, talk, right? It's not necessarily reflecting a true reflection of who we truly are. And so in order to determine and to understand who we truly are, it's important to really look within ourselves. It's important to see within ourselves who our soul or what our soul is, right? And the soul, and I mean, is the true essence of who we are. And it's really the core of who we are. It is basically who we were, who we were when we were born without any of the external influences that have come into this world that we've gathered and we've experienced over the last how many years of your life that you've existed today. For me, that's over 40 years. So I have 40 years of external influences in terms of distracting me of who I really am. And so in order to really go in, we really look within our heart. We look within our soul. And we really start to ask the question. And the first question that we ask ourselves, and this is the most important question, and it sounds simple in concept. However, when you really dig deep, you start to recognize you don't really know the answer until you start to write down and you start to think about it in terms of the question of who am I? Who am I is the most critical question that is out there in order to determine and to live authentically, right? To determine what authenticity means to you and to be able to live and embrace that authentic life. And so who am I? It can come in so many different components. The first component could be your genetic traits. I am a person, I am human, right? So you always, it may sound like, duh, of course I'm human, but you could be an animal, you could be, a mammal, whatever. So you're human. And for me, I am female. I am 5'7". I am a mom. I am a wife. I am a student. I am an employee. You know, I'm daughter. These are the tangible, I'll say the tangible, even though some of them aren't so tangible, but these are like the tangible, easy to identify. They're the identifiable traits of who I am. Now, let's take it even a step further. That is not just who I am in terms of my personality. It's not who I am in terms of, you know, who I really am at the core. And so my personality could be like, you know, I can be a little moody, but I'm generally happy, I'm generally friendly, you know, I can be a little bit quick to temper. That's my little Aries personality that comes through. But who am I in terms of who am I at the essence is even more than that. I know I am a product of the divine. I know I am a physical representation or emulation of a spirit. I know I came to this earth for a larger purpose. And I know I honestly know to the core that I am one of integrity. It's my passion. I literally will not go out of integrity because that is who I am. The values that I hold, I believe in being nice to others. I believe in love. I believe in being honest. I believe in treating people with respect. I believe that respect goes around 360 and not just up and not just down. I believe it goes all around. And there's other things about me, right? In terms of my values, my beliefs, my practices. And so these are the qualities, or these are the traits, or the descriptors, I'll say, that answer the question of who am I? And so this is the first question that you have to ask yourself when you're looking at how do you live an authentic life? Because then you say, what is authenticity to you? And you start off with the question of who am I? And as you're digging in deeper, don't forget to go deep and as deep as you can into that descriptor, okay? And as you're doing this, the tool that I want you to use is this who I really am and I really believe in, and this sits very well within me, or is this what I'm expected to be? And I say this like this because as an Asian female, as the firstborn Asian female of immigrant parents, my parents always expected me to be nice, to smile, to, you know, to make other people happy. Now, this, there's a part of it that is who I am, and as I've said before. But the other part of it, the people-pleasing, is not who I am. That's who I'm expected to be, so that other people can like me. I am not a people-pleaser. At the core, it's something I'm working on to releasing entirely, but at the core, I am not a people pleaser. And this is something that I had to discover for myself. It actually exhausts my energy when I try to please people for the sake of pleasing people. And this is why I know that this doesn't sit within the definition of who I am. And so as you are evaluating the question of who are you or who am I, ask the next question is, as you're writing down these traits, right? Ask, is this who I'm meant to be? Or is this who I'm expected to be? And the expectations will come in very different forms. It can come from your parents. It can come from your teachers or your managers, supervisors at work. It can come from your friends. Are you expected to be the quirky friend? Because then that's not really who you are unless that sits well with you. Right? Unless that is who you are. But if you're being quirky to fulfill a role and simply to fulfill a role, then that is this telltale sign that that is not who you are. Or if you're, you know, the super sweet and lovable friend, but that is who you are at the core, then that's great. But if you are expected to be nice to all your friends, even as they crap on you, and that doesn't feel good, then that's just who you're expected to be to make other people happy, to appease other people's desires. And so that is something that is not who you are. That is something who you are expected to be. And so utilize this tool as you're looking through and exploring that question of who am I. And as you do this, write it down. And some of the things also, another tool that I find helpful in deciding or in looking at who am I and answering the question is, who am I not? And it's easy to do that because as humans, we tend to look at others and we're quick to judge and, you know, be like, oh my gosh, like that is not okay. Or, ugh, you know, like I don't like that. Whatever that reaction, that visceral reaction that you have, that and you decide that that's not something that sits well with you or that resonates with you or that aligns with you, then write that down too. And as you're writing that down, that says like, okay, I am not a mean person. I do not like mean people. Okay, so then who are you? So are you a nice person? Are you a person full of love? You know, like this is how you can decide. And that's a super easy way too of looking into and really identifying and understanding who you are. Because it's always easy to answer. It's always easier a little bit, at least for me, it's always easier to answer who I am not sometimes than it's like, okay, who am I? Because that then starts to trigger thoughts and it starts to trigger emotions, etc. And so that then gets the juices flowing in terms of coming, you know, of understanding who I am. And so that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. And I hope that you had found this useful. And then in the next episode, we will be looking at one of the other questions that that I normally use in terms of looking at authenticity, and, you know, looking at how to live authentically. And so this is Jean. I hope you guys are doing amazing. And I thank you again for joining me. And oh yes, by the way, if you liked this episode and found it useful, please follow the podcast and also share with your friends and give it 5 stars, because then this way we can get the word out. And we can help others and support others as they live authentically. Now, how amazing would that be if everybody started to live authentically rather than based off of other people's expectations and projections, which feels very stressful for me. So I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you again for listening, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.